live from Albia High School. Albia wrestling underway. Albia got the first duel against Minneapolis, 39-30. A big win for the Blue Demon wrestling team. Joining me to my left here is Mike Pickrell. Mike, you've been a part of so many great wrestling moments, but this season really a special moment for the program.
Well, you know, well, like I said, I got two grandsons on there, so it really makes it special. It's a little more easy to sit here and watch them guys than it was when your own sons did and stuff. But like I say, Nick and them and Tom and them had some great teams, some good teams. But this team's just really something special, and it's only going to get better. There's a lot of good 7th, 8th graders. Albia's wrestling's going to be tough for a long time.
Well, I think it also speaks, you know, when you go 25 years without a conference title, it may speak less about the talent and the program you have, and maybe more about how difficult it is to get a conference title in the South Central Conference.
Yeah, like I say, I couldn't believe it was that long and stuff, because like I said, there's been some real good teams since then and stuff. But like I say, we got 9 tough freshmen, and you know, and then you got good leadership with the seniors on there and stuff. It's just really, really good.
Well, tonight, you know, I think we had a few guys feeling the injury bug, maybe a little sick, but we still come out and able to get those bonus points, which we're able to hold on to get the win here against Minneapolis, who's got an outstanding wrestling program.
Yeah, and they're going to be really tough. I mean, they really wanted this match against Albia just to see where they're at. And like I say, they got some good young guys just like we do. And we fill in some weights and stuff. It's going to be a battle between us and them in a couple of years. It'll be a real dogfight.
Talking about great teams, that 1985 team, you know, when you look back at some of those outstanding wrestlers, that was a team just full of standout and all-stars. But they have something going, or they had something going on at that time that was kind of starting its way today, and that is the number of kids out.
Yeah, like I say, we got our little youth program out here right now and stuff, and there's 65 kids in our youth program, Justin Thomas and Jimmy Angren, and some of them run. And that shows, you know, that wrestling's coming around here in Albia, and it's going to be big for a long time and stuff.
Well, looking at that 1985 team, anything that stands out about that team to you? I mean, but I guess the thing that stands out to me is just the number of quality wrestlers on that team.
Well, I was talking to Dave earlier, you know, and he was part of that and stuff, and he said the same thing about these two teams is they had some injuries, and they had to have some JV guys move up and take their spots and get in there and battle and make some points and stuff. And that's the same thing Dave said they had when they were there and stuff. If you look at the Albia kids today, and they had a deal in the Albia paper about the records, I think there's only like 3 kids out of the 28 that don't have a losing record, but they're only 1 win from being 500, you know. So, I mean, it shows that the program's really, really coming along.
We're talking with Mike Pickrell. Mike, you've brought a lot of the broadcasts at the well. You've been a part of those broadcasts. There's just something special about that whole environment, about wrestling. When you're at that level, it's unlike any other sport.
Yeah, when I first did it, it was in the old vets and stuff, and that was really something special. I really miss that place, and a lot of the older people do and stuff. I mean, the kids run around like nuts down on the floor, all the grown-ups sitting in the stands upstairs and stuff, and it's just something really special about it. I missed one in 18 years when I had heart surgery, and like I say, it's just, I've had hotel rooms for about 8 months now, and we'll be there every day, you know, whether if anybody makes it or not. But it's just really, you know, like Mickey Brock told me one time, he said, wrestling families are a different breed, and you know, you're one of them now, you know, your son just won, you know, and it's fun to watch people, like, you know, he gives 100% all the time and stuff, and it's just really watching them get better all the time.
And that's the thing about this team. You look at guys like J.D. Anderson. You just go a year ago, and J.D. always brought effort, but now he's bringing that effort with some technique.
Yeah, and if you watch J.D., and like I say, I have all year, that young man's moved up and wrestled 19, weighing 112, you know, all year. But it's like every one of them on the team. Every one of them kids has had to, Wilson Sinclair had to move up to 89. You know, there's just, everybody has to move up. Poe moves up to 60. Brett moves up 35. Everybody's doing what they have to do to win. Tonight, Shadow went against a real good kid, you know, and the kid's only got 4 losses on the year. And Shadow moved up, and it was just way too much weight tonight, you know, because Shadow was kind of nervous going out there, and he wrestled nervous and stuff. It showed tonight, but he'll come back, and he'll be strong and stuff. But, you know, that's about the whole team. The whole team does what it has to, you know, to win these things.
to me that depth and Joe Sinclair joining us. Joe, we're talking to Mike about, you know, this team and his perspective in terms of history, but the depth of this team and Mike was just talking about the fact that, you know, we have so many different wrestlers that can wrestle up. You know, there's interchangeable parts. I think that just brings a lot of the ability for the coaching staff to strategize against their opponent.
You know, the only thing better than that, Jason and Mike, would be if they had a person full at every spot.
Yeah, you know, we're just missing a few spots, but a couple of those heavyweight kids, you know, if they can get their weight down, they'll add. And then it's also a sign for some of the other guys that aren't out, hey, there's places for you.
And like say, you might see that and stuff, like say, but you know, because we're going to lose, you know, like say, Wilson will be gone next year, Poe will be gone, and White. There's three big kids that, you know, really helped bring this program around and stuff. And, you know, it's too bad they didn't have one more year. It'd be just fantastic. But you got the heavyweight. He's went from like 360, and he told me tonight, he tells me every time I see him what he weighs, he says, I'm down to 312. You know, maybe he's not going to make it, but the young man's got to realize it's helped his health, you know. You know, that's a big step, you know. And he's happy, but he's only got a week to lose 30 pounds. I don't think he's going to make it.
Well, one quick question: is it easier to sit up here as a grandfather or is it more difficult?
Well, just like I told the boys there last night, I says wrestling don't start for another week. This is all practice. This here don't mean nothing. But in a week, you better be ready to go. And that's the people that's going to go on is the people that's going to be ready to step it up. And I says we got a nice team, you know, and we should get through sectionals, and we should be able to go on to the team duels and stuff, and they'll be at Creston. The only bad thing is Creston's loaded, but I mean, these young men, you know, they got a goal, and you know, I think they're going to achieve it. I like to say, we went to I-35 the other day. That was probably one of the toughest tournaments in the state, and like I say, them young freshmen, you know, you had five of them placed in the top four. Wilson Sinclair was in the 171 bracket, 13 guys, and the 13th guy was good. I mean, it was stacked. It was the biggest bracket there and stuff. But everybody grew from it. That'll just help him for sectionals, districts, and stuff. And like I say, this team is really something to watch. And like I say, we watched the 7th and 8th grade before this, and they're going to bring some guys in there in 2 years when these freshmen are juniors. It could be one of the greatest teams Albie ever had.
I'd be saying a lot, Joe, you know. But let's talk a little bit. We talk going into this time of year. It's not uncommon as we set things up to go to the well to talk about the individuals. We've been doing that for over 25 years. But this team has the chance to make it on the dual level. What? Because I haven't been a part of this. What do we have to do to get to this team to the state dual meet?
They just have to keep doing the same thing that they've been doing all season, Jason, and that's what their coaches ask them to. Go out there onto the mat, perform to the best of their abilities, and wherever their coaches think it is they need to be wrestling that night, step it up or get down and make it happen. And we have seen it all year long. We've seen it from, look at all the kids that aren't on our varsity roster that have scored points for our varsity team. You've got Dylan Brandon, Christian Summers, Cody McCarty, and Tyler Sollingers have all taken wins. Bobby Belzer, Jesse Jensen stepped in when Dalton Folkers was out and had a bunch of key wins. Nick Hollenrake, Hugh Sinclair, they've all scored points for the varsity.
To me, Bobby Belzer, gee, man, he's Christmas. This kid would be a standout. He would be the star on most teams, Mike.
Yeah, like I say, it's just one of them bad situations where you got shadow in front of him. But Bobby's come in at 3 and wrestled some matches that we needed him and stuff and stepped right up. And he don't have no problem with it, you know, and he knows, you know, what his job is. And when he's asked to get in there, he performs and stuff. But like I say, we got to finish in the top two at sectionals. And then if we win sectionals, we'll face a team that got second. And then the other team that's probably going to get first in that other sectional where we'll go face them will beat Creston, and it'll be at Creston on Tuesday night, the week after the sectionals. So like you wrestle on Saturday, it'll be that next following Tuesday night at Creston.
So will that, now you guys got to help me out here, that would that be just a strictly a team duel at that point?
That is a team duel at that point, yep.
So that's going to be a lot of wrestling for our guys, and which could really help them, give them a few extra reps for state, or is this this would be before the districts the individuals?
It'd be before the districts for individuals, and it'd give us a chance to look at some of the other teams' quality wrestlers and likewise give them a look at ours.
Well, I am pinched between two, the wrestling knowledge that I'm sandwiched between right now, between Mike Pickerel and Joe Sinclair. Guys, I knew I was inferior last year when I went up to the well, but right now I'm feeling really inadequate.
Probably not too many guys spent more time in a gym watching wrestling than Mike Pickerel.
Oh, yeah. I've been here for many years and stuff. Like I say, I used to like the old gym, though, where they had to light come down. And Joe can remember that and stuff. It was really fantastic to go in there and just that one light on and the old balcony up there and stuff. I mean, there's been some good times. I've seen a lot of things in these gyms, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Jason, that we had a red mat, and they placed it right on the center court of the basketball gymnasium. Chief had a spotlight that he snaked up through the ceiling. A kid would have to crawl across on the rafters to get to the light, lower it down, and that was what shone on the mat. And it was wrestling action in Albia. The early 80s all the way through the late 80s, just a wonderful experience in the wintertime. Best place to be in the winter.
Yeah, I remember one time when Wolf was here, and he did that. I mean, this gym was here, but the kids wanted to wrestle underneath. That was when Kevin and Jimmy Keller and them was there, and they took them over there, and they brought that light down and stuff. And I tell you, that's a great feeling to watch that and stuff. It's really, really fun.
It gave you that old-time boxing match feeling.
Well, guys, a nice turnout here tonight at Albia High School. Still plenty of time if you're out and about to stop in and join this the celebration. And the Blue Demons get the first duel tonight, 39-30. We're going to come back here, set things up. I believe they're going to honor the 1985 team, and we'll get ready for our additional duel matches. Thanks to Mike Prick for stopping by, and Joe, Mike's a wealth of knowledge. I feel so inadequate sitting next to you two. You guys bring so much knowledge to the table. This whole community is full of outstanding wrestlers, and you guys have seen a lot of them over the years.
Well, you go to the wrestling room, and all their names of the ones that went to state, their names are on the wall of the wrestling room, and it serves as an example for the young men that are in there and the goal that they want to achieve.
We're going to come back. More Blue Demon Wrestling coming up after this timeout. You're listening to Albia Blue Demon Wrestling on the only, the one and only sports leader, KINC.